nothing. Why you seek for marriage? Well, I want to get married, but I don't have nothing. Now you have two people, they want to get married. But the thing is, this guy run down the hill without the packet is not ready. Nothing in the packet. Prophet said, do you have nothing? He said, nothing, absolutely. Okay, give me your shirt. He said, that's the only one I have. I don't have another shirt home. He said, all right. Well, you have nothing. Can you read even a portion from Quran? He said, yes. He said, recite whatever you want to recite. Then for him to recite that Quran, Prophet said, I marry you based on that. Based on enjoying the recitation, that is your dowry. Then they married. Why we want to pick this very little event for all the sisters? Anytime you talk to the brothers, within a minute, the brother go back to the hadith. That hadith is well known to every, all of them. Sisters, they are tired about that hadith. The hadith is sahih, that hadith Rawi Bukhari, Tirmizi, Ibn Majah, of course, alhamdulillah. But the hadith is not practical here. We need something else. We need the dowry of Aisha. You don't ask for the dowry. You don't ask for the dowry of Fatima. You don't ask for the dowry of Ruqayya and Umm Kulthum. Why don't ask for the dowries of the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? These sisters, they are in that position. If they believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following Deenullah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they deserve to have the highest dowry in the world. But brothers, I'm telling you, one day gonna come, these sisters, they're gonna ask you, my dowry is to hafiz the whole Quran. Going to be a trouble. You're going to come to the sister and say, okay, I want to marry by Quran. He said, okay, my dowry will be simple. Do you memorize from Amma Yatasaalun to Surah Tunas? That is my dowry. You're going to go to Philadelphia and calm yourself somewhere for years to have that before you get there. Don't, it's not that dowry is Quran, no, Sahih Bukhari. I have just iron ring even. No. Must be reasonable dowry. Five, which is the last one, is goodwill. Goodwill is one of the fundamental basics of marriage. You come downhill, you have to have goodwill, ability, capability, strong to raise and to do it. Because if there is no ability, there is no marriage. Yes. So these are the fundamental, five fundamental basics of marriage commitment. These have to be established. When the parties enter into marital contract, the intention must be clear to make the union permanent. Marriage has to be contract. You have to contract the marriage. What they call midnight marriages, and then pick one brother, your friend, to be the wali, and immediately you come to be the husband. All these things cannot play a role here in this downhill here. Downhill here, we have to have legislation. It's like Capitol Hill. When you go to Capitol Hill White House, they have legislation. The same thing here. If you come down here, you have to face the legislation of Al-Islam. When the parties enter into the marital contract, the intention must be clear to make the union permanent and free from temporary designation. They call it muta. It's haram to establish like you're going to marry for 2 years, then you divorce. No, cannot work. Recall in mind that marriage is a decent human companionship authorized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have to have that in your mind. That will build the sincerity. Always you have to think that. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala is the one who authorized the marriage. Yes. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala says, Ya ayuhal nas, ittaqu rabbakum alladhi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida, wa khalaqa minha zawjaha, wa bassa minhuma rijalan kathiran wa nisa, wa taqullaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arhama, inna allaha kana alaykum raqiba. Allah tabarak wa ta'ala said, Oh you,
Israel.
This is Surah An-Nisa, the beginning of Surah An-Nisa, ayah number 1, Surah 4. you, humankind, fear your Lord. Be mindful for your duty towards your Lord. Then in the marriage, this is principle. I want to tell you the principles of marriage. Number one is Allah say, ittaqullah, fear Allah. Then fear Allah is principle in marriage. If you do not fear Allah, you cannot maintain marital home. Don't fear your husband. Fear Allah. You want to reduce the tension of jealousy? Just fear Allah. If the sister fears Allah, there is no need to have what they call crazy jealousy. You have to be jealous. Nothing wrong being jealous. But don't be crazy. What they call crazy jealousy. You want to be picky, like you want to concentrate where you are. You go to the supermarket. Why you stand there? I show you at the corner after sunset. It's haram, sister. Sunset, you are home. Now you have to give the sister a chance to take a breath. You know, you can be jealous, but not crazy jealous. The same thing applies to the sisters. Why you came late? He's a man. He must take care of outside businesses. But if you control his home, no. He's downhill to take care of business. If not, he's going to go uphill again and hang over there not taking care of any business. Then if he's downhill, he's taking care of business. So, we have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Men and women, fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a principle. If you fear Allah, there is no problem in the house. Because if your wife fear Allah, he's not going to destroy the marriage because she fears Allah. If you fear Allah, you have to give her, you know, her rights because you fear Allah. You are not giving her right because of just you fear your wife. No, I don't think so. That somebody here, you know, fear the wife. As the guy said, in Egypt, there was a contest. They go to the hall, they open a big hall and said, today we are going to make a contest for those who fear their wives and those who don't fear their wives. They're going to come to make a contest. They separate the hall into two. They have a signboard. They said, those who fear their wives will sit this side. And those who do not fear their wives, they will be in this side. Now, everybody sit in the side of they don't fear their wives. Except one person. Except one person. That person sit in the side of those who fear their wives. Those who don't fear their wife, what happens is everybody fear their wife. They just go to the other side, except one person. When that happened, all the journalists went to that person and said, oh, you are so strong. You don't fear your wife. Thank you very much for coming here today. What makes you not to fear your wife? He said, no, my wife forced me to be in this side. He's so fear his wife. His wife. So now you're gonna make the opposite. They're gonna see you as you don't fear me, but I'm gonna force you to act like you don't fear me. He said, my wife told me that. My wife told me to be here. So there's no need for all that. We just fear Allah. Don't fear your wife. Don't fear your husband. But fear Allah. If you fear Allah, your husband is in paradise. Yes. Ittaqu rabbakum. There is no superiority. This is principle. Ittaqu rabbakum allazi khalaqakum min nafsin wahida. Allah created you from one single soul. That indicates what they call equality. No superiority or inferiority, but equality. Allah created all of us from one single soul. Then he created the companion from that particular single soul. Then your wife is part of you. Then when you have your wife, you treat your wife like your mother, like your sister, like your daughter, like your wife. You have to treat the wife like that, like a companion. But oh no, I don't care. No, you have to care. So then, no superiority, no inferiority, but equality. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَأَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَامَ. We have to fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whom through his name we are asking for our mutual relationship. Because through the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we come to the marital home. Prophet ﷺ said, يَا مَعْشَرَ الشَّبَابِ مَنِ اسْتَطَاعَ مِنْكُمُ الْبَاءَةَ